Opportunity. This episode is about opportunities. When someone gives you an opportunity after you've killed them, mutilated them, tortured them, removed their head, tortured them and again, and then basically ripped them apart so violently that even Satan actually cries for your ass, and then they give you an opportunity and they say, save your son, or if you come after me, you will lose everything, including your son and your family. What do you do? Go on, think for a minute and answer it. Well, if you are this mustache man and his son, you would come after me. All well and knowing that you would lose everything. Well, one, it's not permanent. Although 48,000 plus universes of absolutely nothing, and then a cheating whore of a wife for the son, and then for the father, no sex, no pussy, no masturbation, he's just sworn to celibate, and then he's just basically trying to appease the Lord Shiva in all his, and he's been ignored for the 48,000 universes. Yeah, that's all he has for himself. But for the remainder of this universe, which is quite long, on the contrary to popular belief, it's not actually a few billion years old. It's a lot longer. It's actually a lot longer than that. So what he has done is stupidity beyond all reasoning and belief. Maybe his son wanted it because he is, after all, living for his son's little whiny-ass bitch shit. Basically, he says, "Daddy, I want that." So he basically takes it out from someone else. He basically steals candy from a baby and all that shit. So that's being said, I think I might be murdered tonight, so it doesn't really matter. If I am, then that doesn't really matter. I'll wake up tomorrow morning at 4 to go for work, so it doesn't really matter. So anyway, back to the opportunity. If I give you an opportunity, for whomever you may be, every time I give you a person an opportunity, if you use that misuse it, it will come down very hard on you. It goes for everyone, from my child, to your child, to the child of God, to the President of the United States, or whatever the fuck. If I give you an opportunity, you better use it for positive reasons. To save someone's life, to prosper in real life, to make education, to prosper, to make money, to help someone else. But if you used to hurt someone else, then you're basically throwing your life away, and that opportunity will become a poison, a snake around your neck, literally that, and it will bite you and swallow you whole and put you on the street to beg. Does that make sense? So I will have to finish this episode some other time. When I gave that old man an opportunity, I laced it with poison. So basically it goes like this. Well, the opportunity was like this: save your son or lose his position permanently. So when I allowed the mustache to take my son and send him back in time, there was two criteria that was set. What they are irrelevant. One, you were supposed to save someone's life and not murder them, or rather not allow them to murder anyone. And two, you were supposed to prevent the treacherous bastard from doing it again. It turns out it wasn't me, so you know it wasn't me, and you've known it wasn't me for a very long time. You just chose to come after me just because you were pissed that I didn't save your son from being humiliated as a tramp. You know what I did last time? I stripped him of his clothes, draped him in rags, and then made him beg around the planet. All because he framed me for treason. And I will likely to do that again. This time, if the old man saves him, like last time I saved him from murder, I don't plan to save anyone anymore. I might commit the murder myself. That's food for thought. If you want to keep your son safe, stop him from committing treason. You may think this is bullshit and outlandish, but you have a habit of selectively manipulating your memories, Montvedia. You really ought to stop doing that and take about all the memories that you've raised from your head, put them all back into position, line them all up straight, and then think through that, and then decide who committed treason, and then find out for yourself what should be done. Of course, you'll lick that person's ass clean, but I'd rather not be part of it. Thanks.